When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Roman is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. He's been with his girlfriend Willa for a little over a year, but now he thinks something might be going on. So we'll see if we can help him out. Roman, thanks for coming on the show, man. Sorry that you're having a situation, yeah. But what's going on with Willa?
Like you said, we met a little more than a year ago. Met at an art gallery where she was actually working the event. And I just like saw her and I spent the whole night kind of like trying to be cool, check her out. And then was like, you know what? If I don't ask her out, I'm going to regret it. So I didn't. And like pretty much she's everything I've ever wanted in a girl. Like I'd do anything for her. Like truly, I would go to the ends of the earth to like make sure she was happy. Like she's just the best.
So what's going on?
Listen, we like to have a good time. We like to go do things. We go to art exhibits. We go out a lot. We go to concerts. With my work, she definitely like keeps me on my toes. I work for my family. Like we work in banking and finance. She definitely like keeps it interesting because work can get like can kind of be a grind. And I don't have a lot of like free time, so she fills it up. And she's never taken advantage of the fact that I actually have money. Like you know, my family's pretty well off.
All right.
And I actually took her to the Bahamas for like a little kind of getaway, you know, and it was this big family vacation thing. And she was super excited to go. She said she'd never been out of the country and she was really cool. Cause my mom was like, oh, I can't get her a first class ticket. And she was like, no problem. So she like sat in coach, but she had a blast the entire time. And it was like kind of awesome to see like this girl that I really fallen in love with, like, you know, getting along with my mom. She doesn't like a lot of my girlfriends. So that was kind of like something I was worried about.
Okay.
But we got back from the trip and in the last few weeks, like Will has been totally MIA. She like hasn't been calling me back at all. She like used to come over to my place every night. And she's just like, she doesn't really return my phone calls. Like I can't get a hold of her. It's like a total 180. And I know she's been like going through it at work. Like the gallery she works for is like kind of in trouble. It's like bleeding a lot of money and she's like worried she might be out of a job. So I'm trying to be supportive. I actually offered to like give her a little bit of money, but she wasn't interested in that. She wasn't like put off. She wasn't angry. She just was like, I want to deal with it myself. I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. There's like a few guys at her work. They're like more interested in the art world and they know like, you know, they're a little more, I don't know, I guess a little more intelligent than me. And they're like more passionate or whatever. And I'm just always kind of like threatened by that. That's kind of where we're at. I'm like just a little worried because I wouldn't be doing this extreme thing like calling you all if it really wasn't like if I really wasn't noticing that she just will not connect with me anymore.
Huh. So you feel like she's just been spending a lot of time at work with these passionate guys.
Yeah. And like I said, I know it's like a stressful time at work. So I'm not trying to like create any kind of big conspiracy or anything around it, but I'm like, I definitely know she talks about these guys. Oh, they're so interesting. Oh, they, you know, they studied this and they know about this artist and this author. And I work in finance. I don't know that stuff, you know?
I mean, maybe she likes that though, you know, like it's a little more stability than the art world.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this new art exhibit at the City Gallery that she's really been talking about wanting to go on. And she's on like a million different mailing lists for galleries for work. So I thought maybe like you could call, offer free tickets with a plus one and see who she invites.
That's a good idea.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, we'll do that then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your To Catch a Cheater next, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, right after this.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Roman is on the phone and he thinks that his girlfriend of just a little over a year named Willa might be cheating on him. We're about to call her and see if we can catch her, if she is. But before we do that, Roman, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
My girlfriend Willa works in art. We met at an art gallery. I work in finance, so very different work lifestyle. And everything's going great. She loves to go out and do things. I'm having great experiences because of her, like concerts and bars. And just took her on vacation with my family. She got along great with my mom. Everything was like cool. And now she is completely not talk to me. She's not calling me back. She's not coming over. She used to spend every night over. And I'm afraid that because her art gallery is kind of struggling, she's been spending a lot of time at work. I'm afraid she's maybe like spending time with some of her like art bros that are a little more cultured than I am. And so I just kind of want to know what's going on there. Why she's just totally kind of ignoring me. Cause it is like, we've been in a relationship for a long time. It's not like we only went on a couple dates.
Yeah. That's a big change. Definitely.
And you gave us the name of an art gallery that has an exhibit that she really wants to go to. And she's on a bunch of mailing lists. So we're about to call and say that she's won free tickets and a plus one. And we'll see if she makes that plus one, you or someone else. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Thad calling from the. I was looking for Willa.
Yeah, this is Willa.
I'm calling you today because you're on our mailing list, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but we're doing a pop-up gallery of coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, I'm sure tickets are hard to get, but I would love to go.
Well, they are hard to get. It's already been sold out for a while. But guess what, Willa? Not for you, because you just won two free tickets.
No way.
Yes, congratulations. Every single time we have one of these pop-up exhibits, we call somebody from our mailing list and they get 2 free tickets. So you're this month's winner.
Great. That's so exciting.
And so it comes with a plus one because it's an exclusive event. We do need to get both parties' names. So I'm assuming you're going to go.
Well, yeah, I'd love to go.
So I've got your name down. But do you know who you would like to take with you already?
You know what? I have my friend Amanda in mind because she wants to go to this exhibit just as bad as I do. Okay. And that would be amazing.
And like, you know, this would be a good thing to take a date to. Is it what, you know, it's just that it's a friend, right?
That's kind of a personal question. I think it's just okay for me to get the tickets and go to the exhibit. Don't you think?
I could throw in a third ticket if you have a romantic interest.
I'll just go with my friend Amanda, but thank you.
Are you currently dating anybody?
No, I'm not. Oh. And this is like super inappropriate.
No, you're not dating anyone. So we're done. You are going to tell me that?
Roman?
Yeah, Willa, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. And we do a segment called To Catch a Cheater, where we try to see if people are cheating. And that is your boyfriend, Roman.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What is this?
What is this? I mean, what is it? What is I don't have a boyfriend mean? I mean, you literally weren't going to tell me you were just going to, after a year, you were going to ghost me?
First of all, you heard that guy. He was being an absolute creep. You wanted me to tell him that I had a boyfriend to like even talk to him for longer? No, I wanted to get off the phone.
Okay, but I took you on like this family vacation and now you're telling people like that you're picking your friend Amanda to go to this art gallery exhibit. You're telling this guy you don't have a boyfriend. Like if he was so creepy, why wouldn't you be like, yes, I have a boyfriend. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. Do you not know how women work? I have been protecting myself from you and your pompous, snobby, horrible family.
Oh,
excuse me. What? What's wrong with my family? You and my mom were getting along great.
Okay. First of all, mama's boy, when we went to the Bahamas, your mom pulled me aside and told me that she knew that I was in it just for the money.
Oh,
are you serious? So what? Your mom is threatening that I'd shut and your mom threatens to shut down my quote unquote little art gallery. What? If I do anything to hurt you or take what isn't mine. Why do you think I was sitting in coach? She told me that's where blue collar people deserve to sit.
Whoa, she Damn. Said that to you?
Yes, no. And I've been keeping my mouth shut, trying to work my ass off just so this gallery doesn't close. And you put me on a radio show?
No, hold on, Willa. Are you kidding me? She actually said that to you?
Yes, of course she said that to me.
Okay, listen. She has never meddled like this in any of my relationships. And I am telling you. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that I had to take you on a radio show. I didn't know what else to do. And honestly, if I had known this, I would have put a stop to this a long time ago. Because listen, she was telling me that she really liked you, that you were getting along great. She was like, yeah, she really understands me. We have great conversations. But clearly, she meant something differently by that. So I am truly, like, I swear, I am sorry. I had no idea. She had never done anything like this before.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that I haven't been around a lot lately, but like I said, like, I love you, but I hate your mom. Like, I'm not going to stand for this kind of snobbery, arrogant, rich bullshit. And how dare your mom threaten me or my passion and her and this relationship if I have to be degraded like this?
Listen, Willa, listen, I promise you, I will deal with my mother. I love you too. Your job is safe. If my mom were to even dare to even think about doing anything, I would make her pay dearly. I promise you that I had no idea. And there will definitely be consequences for what she's done. She gave me control over the finances. So if she were to mess with that, she'd be in her own kind of trouble. Please don't hold it against me for my mother. That kind of behavior is totally unacceptable. And I have no problem telling my mom that. Please.
Here's the deal. We're going to take this slowly because I do just love you so, so much. But like, I can't tell you that if I get treated like garbage one more time or told that I'm worthless, I will f*** you up.
Okay. I hear you. I promise you. We can take all the time you need. But can I like make a suggestion here? I actually did get tickets to that art exhibit when you said you wanted to go, like a couple months back when they went on sale. And if it'd be okay with you, like maybe that could be our first kind of like date back. Could we try that?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's great. I really do love you.
I love you.
And I'm relieved because, well, Willa found out that I didn't actually have tickets. I didn't want to get, you know, up.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.